found a couple of stories today where I think we did slide into a alternate universe at some point last week, because none of these stories make sense. It's going to make you say, now that doesn't seem right.
Okay.
Like the first one, Californians are fleeing California to go to Mexico because it's more affordable.
Yeah, I know. I've heard that. I've got a really good friend who was working in California. He's working in LA. He had a business. And he's like, you know what? I got to move this business somewhere I can afford because his rent went up, all of his costs went up. And he's literally moving to Mexico to reopen his business. And it's funny, his partner happens to be Mexican and he made him come here. Now the partner's like, we're going back home.
We're going back.
We're going back. And they're so smart to do that because there are enough tourists and enough, online shopping type stuff. So I have a friend who's doing that right now. It's not unreasonable.
Yeah, it's kind of like South Park, where they had an episode where everybody was jumping the wall the other way.
Right, exactly.
No, stay out. No, we have to go back. Another story today. The Taliban calls for Russian-Ukraine peace because they fear for the civilians.
What?
Somebody woke up the Taliban to, now they're saying Russia and Ukraine need to have peace because they fear for the civilians.
Are you sure it's not like some rapper whose new name is Taliban?
No.
And it's not, because there's no way that's the actual Taliban. There's no way that's possible. I can't imagine that's true.
They're upset they're not in the news. That's the problem. So they had to come out with something, I guess,
to say,
this is not good. So you know the war's not good when they came out against
it. Yeah, when the Taliban is like, kids, stop. Yeah.
Batman, the Batman movie.
Yeah, the Batman.
In Texas, they had to pause the movie during one showing. Why?
I don't know why.
Because a real bat flew into the theater.
Were people like, wow, this is so realistic. They have it in sense around now.
This is like 6D.
Well, he heard The Batman and he was like, this is awesome. They're finally making a movie about, I wrote this movie and sent it to Warner Brothers. I want to see how well they did.
It's either about me or somebody I know. So so why can't I go see it? New York City man rescued twice in 2 days on Arizona hikes.
So in this guy's defense, only because I've seen him since he's from New York, I've seen him interviewed a million times. Here's what he claims. So the first time he called 911, he didn't need to be rescued. He was just lost and he was asking directions. The second time he realized that he was stuck and needed to be rescued. So he's claiming that even though he called 911 twice, one time was just asking directions, which, you know, for men is like, he couldn't believe he had to ask for directions. And then the second time he was like, help me.
Yeah, he needs to go back. If Arizona confuses you, you need to go back and get on.
That's true.
Get on the J train. So you can't handle this state. Go away. Billy Joe biopic is coming.
Oh, they've been talking about this a long time. Who's playing Billy Joel?
Don't know yet. It's been greenlit. So they said, yeah, we can do the movie. The movie company said, yeah, we'll greenlight the movie. But we can't have any Billy Joel music. We can't have the likeness of Billy Joel. And we can't have the name rights.
Okay, so it's just going to be called biopic.
Yeah, so it's going to be a guy that doesn't look like Billy Joel. Might not even be a guy. It doesn't have his music, has music that kind of sounds like it, and you can't call it Billy Joel. It could be Illy Goal or something. I don't know.
It's going to be starring Sandra Bullock.
As Billy Joel, yeah.
No, you can't use Billy Joel.
Oh, see, but it's not going to make any sense.
Wait a second. So how do you do a biopic about Billy Joel if you can't use his name, his music, or his likeness?
That's why it's a different universe. Doesn't make any sense. None of these makes sense.
It's just a story about a sad guy who once dated a supermodel.
And wrote really great songs and was the number one artist in the world for a long time.
I don't think you can even say that.
He plays piano?
You probably can't say that either.
No,
you got to find a different instrument.
It can't be called a piano man. It'll be like, that's why it's going to be Sandra Bullock. It's going to be Piano Woman.
Oh, but it can't be a piano, like the tuba. Tuba Woman.
Tuba Woman. Woman.
The new movie, Tuba Woman, is actually about Billy Joel.
But we can't say that. Only people can say that online, and that's all. And the last story that will make you say, huh, what? No, that can't be real. How I Got My Sister Pregnant.
What? Excuse me?
With the blessing of her husband, the pastor.
Is this a made-for-TV movie? This actually happened.
This actually happened. This is in the WFMZ news.
That's not real news.
It is real news. It's Channel 69.
I see. It's not real news.
It is.
It's a porn channel you found. That's that whole like stepbrother, stepsister fetish. Don't bring your porn here.
Look.
Like it's real life.
Look, it's Channel 69 news. How I Got My Sister Pregnant with the Blessings of Her Husband, the Pastor. And look at the photo of the sister and brother. They look very happy and very close. This happened in Oregon.
Okay, stop. They're not related. The brother was adopted.
Still a brother.
I know, but they're not biologically related. The whole reason why brothers and sisters can't have sex and shouldn't have sex is because there's, well, it's very icky. Yes, it's incest and it's illegal, but a lot of it has to do with the fact that the genetics are all messed up and you can have kids that have real genetic problems and real physical issues. But this in particular is a brother who was adopted. So they're not biological brothers and sisters.
But it sounds like there's gonna
be a TV show based on them.
And it's icky.
Yeah, it's still kind of icky.